Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Big 12 Nation. What another exciting, crazy Red River rivalry game. And be honest with you guys, the at the end of the first quarter, I started changing the channel back and forth to other games because I thought it was just going to be a flat-out blowout. And obviously, they made some adjustments at halftime with Texas. Tom Herman told the kids, obviously, what this means to these fans. And Longhorn Nation, Sooner fans and Sooner players obviously know what it meant. That's why they came out, you know, spitting vinegar, ready to go. But, I mean, just another classic game. I mean, you got five games, I would say, that are similar to this game all over the country. You got Ohio State, Michigan. You have, obviously, UCLA versus USC. You have the Iron Bowl, Alabama versus Auburn. And then you have, you know, Florida versus Florida State. In Big 12 Nation, obviously Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State is a big deal too. But when we talk about the grand scheme of college football, you know, there's about five of those games that are people, everybody watches and they want to see. And Texas, Oklahoma is one. Ohio State, Michigan is one, USC versus UCLA is one, you know, Florida versus Florida State, or Miami versus either Florida or Florida State. Those are just games where people cannot wait to see because it's always a fight. It's a fight to the end, you know. And, you know, a lot of people in Austin were upset about the tight end being wide open on that play because of the wheel route. And, you know, I heard a lot of commentators saying, oh, no eye discipline. Well, it's not about eye discipline all the time. Sometimes route combinations are very difficult to cover. And I'm talking to you from a coaching perspective. You know, I coached varsity high school football for many years in, you know, multiple states around the country. And every time it ain't about eye discipline. Sometimes it's, okay, if I'm in cover three, these are my keys. This is my step. This is where I have to go to. If the right route combination comes about, you're screwed. You know, the free safety would be the only person that you could really blame because he has to be the guy who roams the field and he has to be that athlete that can catch people off guard. Because everybody said, well, how does big tight end get wide open? Well, if you got a bunch of stuff going underneath or under middle and you got, you know, nobody on the tight end, that's why. Why do you guys think the New England Patriots are so successful? Why do you think the New England Patriots are so good? Because when they had Hernandez, you know, recently passed away, and you had the crazy guy, what's the kid's name, Gronkowski, when you had those two guys, they were just a mismatch. A wide receiver is an athletic or a taller version of a DB on the other side. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be 6'5", 180, just fast, speed, can catch, 6'3", you know, anywhere from 5'9", to 6'3", usually is your receivers. But a tight end, I mean, a tight end is a guy from 6'4 to 6'7", heavy enough to be a lineman, you know, strong enough to be a lineman, but athletic like a wide receiver. That's hard to cover. The only person that will be able to cover him would be a DN, and a DN is not going to be able to come out of his stance and cover. So it was just a good call by Oklahoma. People can complain about eye discipline. He didn't do this or he didn't do that. Look, it was a good route combination. Good mismatch. That's what happens sometimes. Even after that, they still had a chance to win. But it wasn't like the tight end was up the middle. The tight end got outside and to the seam. So the tight end gets outside. Like, not too many tight ends run along the sideline. That's where the receivers play at. So, I mean, it's easy to get caught up in that. That was just a great play call. And, you know, it was a great game. What people should be more upset with is, okay, why did Texas wait till the second half to play? But to sit there and say DBs aren't disciplined and I disciplined, no, they're really damn disciplined. That was a damn good play call, and it was a hell of a job by getting a mismatch on Oklahoma offensive coordinator or Lincoln Riley, whoever calls the plays over there. It was just a good job, man. Sometimes you can't, you know, say read your keys. You can read your keys all you want to. If you're in this type of zone and the receiver breaks away from where you're supposed to be at in the zone, there's, as they say, guys, there's always holes in the zone. Basketball, football, when you watch baseball, no matter how many ways the manager has the outfield or the infield shift, a guy can still figure out a way to get a base hit. It's sports. It's sports. It happens. So good game. And that's all I wanted to really say about that one. Let's see what happens with Oklahoma when they play TCU. Now, going on to TCU, I said it. A lot of local sports fans said it. A lot of local sports radio shows said it around Big 12 Nation, whether you go from Dallas to Waco to Austin up to Manhattan, Kansas, all the way over to Morgantown, West Virginia. Most people said, I'm picking TCU, but it's a scary game because everybody knows how Kansas State plays and everybody really knows how Kansas State plays at home. Kansas State is a tough, good football team. And even when they have bad seasons, people are scared as hell to play them because they can beat anybody. And it's not like when Iowa State won at Oklahoma where it's like that's a surprise. Like Oklahoma would be expected to win. Nobody would be surprised Kansas State won, whereas we were actually surprised Iowa State won. That's the difference with Kansas State. We'll pick a team that's favored, but we won't be surprised if they win. That's the role they play in this conference. And it led to them having great players like Darren Sproles in the past, and the list goes on and on. But to that game, TCU got up there and won 26-6. I haven't seen too many defense that's been able to shut out the Kansas State Wildcats. Wow. They are the real deal. Kenny Hill slowly starting to become the best quarterback and maybe conference player of the year by the way he's playing. But it's only halfway through, guys. You know, so much stuff can happen in this conference. It's too crazy. You never can just say, oh, yeah, he's confident. No. Next week somebody else will do something crazy. And we'll all be sitting there like, are you kidding me? This team lost or that team lost? So it's unbelievable, man. I really have. The only thing that frustrated me, guys, this weekend was that they had all the games on around the same time. Like TCU and Kansas State was on at 11 our time. And then Texas Tech, West Virginia was on, and I'll get to that game. But the rest of them were on while the Red River Rivalry was on. And I'm just sitting there thinking, like, if we got a heck of a game, let's spotlight that game. You usually can't do the Red River Rivalry at night because it's always been traditionally played in the afternoon. And it's the midway point between Austin and Norman. So that makes sense. But let's have some games played after it. Let's have some games played before it. But just all our games being played at the same time, I don't think that gives us a good enough national spotlight. So TCU still undefeated, and we'll see what happens, guys. Let's go ahead over to Texas Tech, West Virginia, because this is the one I picked West Virginia to win pretty much the way they did because they're home. But Texas Tech could have won this game easily. And it kind of reminds me of what happened with Sumlin in UCLA at Texas A&M earlier this year. Coaches, if you have these spread, fast-paced offense, I understand. But you got to remember, when you're passing the ball, it leaves a lot of damn time on the clock. When you get that lead and you're on the road and you're about like 9-10 points on the team, please, please run the ball. Because I turned over to the Tech West Virginia game when the Oklahoma OU game was about to start. And I said, oh, this game's over. It's got to be over. Because all the rest of the games around the country were pretty much over that had started at 11 a.m. Central Time. Like all the Big Ten games, everything was over. Then I turned over and I was like, it's still 10 minutes left. I went back to the Red River Rivalry. I'm like, man, West Virginia about to come back and win. It's too much time on the clock. It's too much time. You cannot leave time on the clock when you're away, when you're the away team. You have to eat that clock up. Your job has to be to win and eat the clock up when you're on the road. When you don't eat the clock up and you're at home, it's fine because you got the momentum. You got the crowd. You got everything that's on your back. But if you're the away team, you better eat that damn clock up and get out of there with a win. So we saw that happen again. I still think Texas Tech will get a bowl game. West Virginia will get a bowl game. And they were talking about this, guys, on College Football Live the other day, saying they think Big 12 has the most parity because they think 8 out of the 10 teams will get a bowl game. And I think so, too. It's going to be a toss-up between Kansas State and Iowa State. You know, whoever wins that Kansas State-Iowa State game will probably get that 10th and final bowl game. So we got to see what happens. But I can't wait to see what happens. So excited, man, after that game. It's unbelievable. Now, Oklahoma State blew out Baylor, as we thought, 59-16. I think Baylor will get one win on the season, but I won't be surprised if they go 0-for. So we got to get serious in Bear Country. But if they get a game at home that they can win, I wouldn't be shocked. I've said it. I went over their schedule before. Don't remember right now who they actually play at home, but we'll see. That game, you know, we thought that it would be a game like this, but I thought maybe, you know, be able to fight a little harder. But, you know, Oklahoma State is ready, and they're also a team who still wants to amend for their mistakes. But are they really considered mistakes now that we realize who TCU is? Because I say coming into the season, most Big 12 fans, Big 12 pundits, people who were serious about this conference all had it, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State being the top two teams. And then it was a toss-up between, you know, TCU, maybe Kansas State, West Virginia for who was the third best team. Now that we're looking into it, it looks like TCU is the best team, and we're going to have to see who's the second best team, and that would be Oklahoma or Oklahoma State. Or we'll see that Oklahoma did. I mean, it's going to be a tough game. I don't even want to talk about it. I just want to see it when they go to Norman. Now, Iowa State did exactly what all of us thought they would do. They're riding high. They just upset the best team in the conference, a top four, you know, playoff team contender, going on the road and beating Oklahoma. They're on their high wave. Kansas comes in. Nothing really to be motivated about. Continuous losing. Has lost to teams that are in non, you know, Power Five conferences. And the situation keeps up for David Betty. We'll see if it gets any better. But as I said before, I'm a believer in giving everybody four years. Give him one more year. If he can't get it done at Kansas, you know, Bob Stoops claims he's not coming out. But don't forget, you got Bo Pelini. You got Les Miles. You got Tommy Tuberville. You got a lot of guys out there who still want to get back into coaching that are veteran coaches. And then you obviously got a million young coaches who are ready to stick with it and, you know, pursue better opportunities. So, easy win for Iowa State at home, as we all expected. Now, let's go ahead and jump in to the upcoming weeks, and this is the funnest part. And nobody ever be scared to say this on the Big 12 Nation fan page or website. I'll start putting a poll up on the Big12Nation.com. Don't forget, go to Big12Nation.com whenever you can, and always like the Facebook page and put your thoughts on the Facebook page. And sometimes it posts, sometimes it doesn't, but if I see, try and post them. This week, let's go over, guys. We got Iowa State versus Tech. Tech is coming off of a tough road loss. I thought they were going to upset West Virginia at one point the way they were playing. Iowa State comes into town on their high, so they're going to have Texas Tech very nervous because of how they played at Norman. However, I feel like Cliff Kingsbury and Texas Tech knows what's at stake, or knows that they have to win this game, and they're not going to take any chances. And I think they find a way to win this game at home, 45-32, 45-30, something like that. But I find the Red Raiders on the winning side of this game because they know what's at stake, and they know there's only so games that they have to win to get to a bowl game. And I don't think they're going to let Iowa State come into their backyard and crush their bowl chances. Oklahoma State at Texas. Wow. This, looking at it, ladies and gentlemen, this is probably your game of the week, because Texas wants to prove to their fans, seriously wants to prove to their fans, they are ready to make that next step and they are ready to get to a bowl game. They went through two straight seasons of losing, not getting a bowl game. Oklahoma State still has a chance to get into the college football playoff if they went out and win the Big 12 championship game. This is going to be a fight. Texas is not going to let anybody come in their backyard and take a win from them. Oklahoma State is still trying to do something that has never been done before, and they're trying to make history and, you know, obviously keep their stamp and their mark in the conference. So this is a fight. I'm going to go Kansas State. Let me take that back. Kansas State and Texas went into an overtime game. last time Texas played at home. I want to say this game goes into overtime, and I'm going to say Texas turns the corner, and they win by a field goal, 48-45, 38-35, something crazy like that. But I'm going to give Texas the edge because the way they played at USC, the way they played Oklahoma, and the way that Tom Herman tries to teach these guys how you have to play at home. And I think after the way they lost to Maryland at home, they don't ever want that taste in their mouth again. So let's get ready for a Texas team to play. And don't forget, Texas will catch you off guard because they will play their butts off in the fourth quarter, especially this year when they're expected to lose. So let's go on to the next game, Oklahoma at Kansas State. Oklahoma should win this 28-14, 31-14. Kansas State struggling right now. I do think Kansas State still has a legitimate shot at a bowl game, but I think Oklahoma knows what's at stake. As I said before, they know what's on the line, so they're not going to fuddy-dud around, and they are going to get this win. Now, let's go to West Virginia-Baylor. West Virginia is at Baylor. I did say Baylor will upset somebody this year. West Virginia may think that Baylor is going to be an easy walk in the park, but they do have to make the long trip to Waco from Morgantown. So I'm going to pick West Virginia by a touchdown, like 27-21 or 35-28. But I won't be surprised if Baylor gets their first win of the year in an upset because they will play hard and extremely physical at home. So I got West Virginia by a touchdown, but I won't be surprised if Baylor finally gets their first win. I think it'll be a very close game. Now, let's go to Kansas at TCU. Well, do I really need to predict the score? Or can anybody walking down the street or anybody who is a Big 12 football fan predict the score? What's the point of me even predicting the score? However, we noticed that in this league, when you think you got the worst team versus the worst team will play better because the best team is not taking them seriously. But I don't see Gary Patterson letting TCU lose focus. And I hope Kenny Hill is out of the game by the third quarter, but I don't know. But I'm going to go 49-19 in this one, or like 45-17 TCU over Kansas. That's Big 12 Nation for this week, guys. Exciting game. This week coming up, I would have to say Oklahoma State at Texas is the Big 12 Nation game of the week. And it's at 11 a.m., guys. So let me go over the start time so everybody knows, because this will be a start time. So if you want to get out and watch another game or do something on Saturday, it's 11 a.m. Central start time for Iowa State Tech. Oklahoma State, Texas are both 11 a.m. games. The 3 p.m. game is Oklahoma versus Kansas State. And then the two nightcap games this week is West Virginia at Baylor and then Kansas at TCU. All right, guys, this has been Big 12 Nation. Everybody have a good one. Another exciting week in the conference. Can't wait for it to keep going. And we'll see where we're at when it comes time for this selection committee to pick these so-called four best teams. Everybody have a good week. Peace.